Who won this weekend? The big football game, technically. The way TCU quarterback Josh Hoover tells it, Jesus won. Broke the internet anyway. TCU quarterback Josh Hoover showed up to the game against North Carolina Tar Heels, my alma mater. Season opener, wearing a Jesus won t-shirt. Jesus must have liked that. Because Hoover went 27-36 for 284 yards with two touchdowns for a 40-14 victory over the Tar Heels. Ouch. Yeah. Bill Belichick. A lot of folks theorizing that the girlfriend was running the defense. And she was in the audience hanging out with Michael Jordan. She's getting as much attention, I think, as he is. Here's how it went, though. UNC versus who?
Did you happen to catch the Jordan Hudson Bowl last night? Bill Belichick's North Carolina coaching debut, not good. Ending in a blowout at home to TCU after an opening drive touchdown from the Tar Heels. It was all horned frogs. Say that five times fast.
It was all horned frogs.
Well played. Well, a 48-14 boat race. Watch.
DeMorian Barnes is out the gate, inside the 30, to the 10. Touchdown TCU, 75 yards and no flag.
Despite a quarterback switch up to Max Johnson, who by my count has now played for every single college football team ever, UNC failed to catch up. The score marks the first time the Tar Heels have ever allowed 48 points against them in a season opener. Not good when you're Bill Belichick and your calling card for your entire career in football is defense.
Defense. Yeah.
Well, I was curious how they would show Jordan Hudson where she would be. Would she be on the sidelines? Would she be in the stands? What would she be wearing? She was in the stands. She was in a box with Michael Jordan and Randy Moss.
What about the rumor that she was actually calling the defensive plays?
We're going to give that a big rumor as of now. Okay. But there are a lot of new players on UNC, right? Yeah. So it's not all on Bill Belichick for losing.
Well, Bill Belichick did get rid of all the players that were there originally.
Okay.
So it's tough to have a cohesive team unit when, you know, you start from scratch. But, you know, every journey begins with a small step.
Mm-hmm. And there is always next week.
Yeah, there's always next week. Wonder how Tom Brady would feel about attending UNC Chapel Hill. This is an idea. I don't know. Don't like to cheer against my alma mater, but when, you know, the opposing quarterback shows up in a Jesus Wins t-shirts and then proceeds to kick their rear end, go on that campus. I walked that campus with my daughter. She noticed that there were nothing but pride flags hanging off the building. She says, Mom, I've seen like 7-8 pride flags. Like, you know, and I don't mean just like in a dorm room window or something. I mean, like hanging off the official flag post on the building and not a single American flag. She's like, I haven't seen a single American flag. I'm like, yeah, but because that's their flag. They've replaced the American flag with it. Yeah. Because she wanted to apply there and I kind of just went, why don't we just stay closer to home? And do we really want to fill out that application? Yeah, I have no use for that place. Anyway, be that as it may. Okay. Democrats reduced to fighting for every single criminal. As Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson screams bloody murder about the idea that Kash Patel and Donald Trump might roll through Chicago and do what they did in D.C. Do you know the significance of what they did in D.C.? 1,600 federal arrests, including 81 wanted hardcore gangbangers. Many of them illegal immigrants, but not all. What do you see from that? D.C. had become a sanctuary city, yes, for illegals. And the only way we're going to get the worst out in their networks, we've got to go in and get them ourselves. But also a sanctuary for criminals where they could operate. And Democrats need to attract every last body to their, you know, their cities to be counted in the census. Most of all, I mean, just anybody they can get because people are fleeing. Victor Davis Hanson nails what is going on here. Why they're fighting so hard for criminals. They have to keep every single physical person in these blue areas. They're so miserable. People are fleeing. And so now they're going with, hey, we'll attract as many illegals and criminals as we can just to keep the tax base, just to keep the bodies present for count in the census so they can get the congressional districts. Here's Victor Davis Hanson. He nails this.
Every data point is negative for him. They not only did not register as many, 2 million as the Republicans in additional registration, but they lost registration. They're bleeding about 5 million people a year leaving the blue states.
Wow.
So, and that's just in the 30 states that record voter registration.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, if you look at the fertility rate long term, the top 10 red states are up to 1.8 to 2, and the bottom of the 50 states down to 1.3 and 1.4 are all blue states.
Who would have thought that telling hyper-depressive ladies that they shouldn't have children or they'll kill the planet might have consequences?
Yeah, that was a bad idea by AOC, but it kind of predated her. And so the long term is not good for them, and I think that is a lot of their hysterias. And they don't have they can't come out and say, this is what our agenda is that 55% of the people want, because their base or this new young youth or whatever this group is, Neil, so they won't allow that. So I think their attitude is, I have to dissimulate. I have to be nominated. If I'm going to get a national candidate, he's got to get through the primaries. And to get through the primaries, he's got to be crazy. And then he has to have the gymnastics that he can change and go to the middle to win an election. And it didn't work with Kamala Harris. She tried that half-heartedly at times. But that's their problem.
Yeah, it is their problem. They're in a demographic Armageddon, the leftists, with their abortion, don't have children. And then the fact that 50% of female self-described liberals admitted they have a mental illness. Not exactly good for breeding, right? You got 1 in 5 American women over the age of 18 childless. It's for life. They will hit the end of their reproductive years, roughly age 40, without having a child. That is the norm now. 1 in 5, 20%. That's crazy. And a lot of them are on the left. This birth rate thing just came out. And here's what's interesting. Conservatives on the right are having babies at above replacement rate, just a little bit above. It's about 2.6 average per our women. Their women below replacement rate. They're sitting at about 1.8. That, so they just don't breed. And part of it's women are crazy, but part of it's, you ever try to date a liberal man? I was talking to my daughter about this weekend. I said, just don't even waste your time. If he's liberal, just don't even waste your time. Just keep going. I learned that the hard way. Liberal men are too self-absorbed to have a relationship of any kind of import. You're just going to waste your time. Just move on. Get a guy like your dad. And I said, I know this. I tried to date liberal men. And I actually came out as a Myrtle Beach and was doing, you know, shock talk radio. I was like, well, I don't date liberal men. I mean, I don't. When right before I met my husband, I opened a profile on a dating site only for conservative men. I'm like, I just don't have time to waste my time on these people. They are not dating material. They have neuroses, but mostly they're just very self-absorbed and trying to find themselves. I don't have time for that. I got stuff to do. You either got to pull with the team when it's not about you, you know? So, yeah, it didn't work out. I'm just telling her that. Skip right over it. You find out he's liberal, let him go. Cut him loose. And she's like, well, what if I could, you know, what if you could, you know, basically talk him into, I'm like, no. No, it's not working. You do not need a rehabilitation program. Now you got too many options. There's so many conservative men and so few, you know, good, sane women. Why would you mess with a liberal dude? What's the point of that? I wonder how seriously she takes me when I tell her this stuff. You can tell she's absorbing it. I don't know what she'll actually do with it, though. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah, my rules of dating, no liberal men. And it's not even ideological. It's just psychological. You just think you can't work with them. So you got the crazy liberal women. They're trying to date a liberal man. The liberal men are hopeless. They just can't get it going on. And we're outbreeding them. And that's why they need the illegals. Oh, this came out this weekend. The main places that Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden were taking the illegals to, this makes sense. You want to know? 11 swing states. Folks, this was a voter drive. We'll have more details on that coming up before the end of the hour. Dumping them in swing states. 11 swing states. What are the odds?